Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Real life is not a game. If you get behind the wheel intoxicated, you're gambling with your life and the lives of others. Play it safe and designate a sober driver. Learn more at chpddp.com. This message is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
We are Odyssey's 49ers Web Zone No Huddle Podcast. I'm Al with Brian and Zane. And with us today, it's a collab pod. We love to do these. We have the host of the 49ers Rush Podcast. He is, I guess we'll call him the CEO.
Ooh.
Of the 49ers Rush road trip, which I can't wait to hear about. He is one of those fans, I think if you ask fans who pay attention, like who's a top five Niners fan, and not just somebody who's, you know, got the jersey on, but he's doing stuff for other fans. He's putting tailgates together. I think this guy's name would come up with a lot of them. He is the always positive John Chapman. John, thanks for being here, buddy.
Man, I'm honored to be with you guys. Like, I'm a big fan of all of you. I mean, we were messaging Letterkenny gifts, Brian. Like, before this show, I'm feeling it, man. Not pitter-patter. Let's get at her. Glad to be here with you guys.
John, I got to ask you before we start into the Niner stuff, I want to hear a little bit about you and what you're doing with the road trip and the tailgate. Because I think that's one of the coolest things, man. And it seems like you're setting this stuff up and really coordinating it all. So tell us and tell our listeners sort of what it's all about and where they can find it.
Well, it all kind of came together like through a weird, like it was the Super Bowl trip to Miami. And it was just like, man, there's no way in hell I can put together this trip. I don't have the money. I was a, you know, high school teacher, whatever else. And, you know, I just went on the show and I was like, here's what I want to do. I want to find a way to get Frank Gore to come hang out with us. I want to rent a place on South Beach and I want us to hang out with Frank Gore. And I just put this out to the, like, whatever, ethos or whatever. And I had like 50 emails of, I can't make the trip. here's $50. And other people were like, dude, I'll make the trip. I'll pay whatever it takes. And it was just really, really cool. And I was like, holy cow, I didn't know this existed. Well, we had like 400 people show up. Frank Gore took shots with Frank Gore, hung out with him for like 2.5 Amazing. It was incredible. Awesome. And then COVID happened, like literally right after that. And I was like, oh, this is what I was going to see if I could continue doing this. COVID finally passes, whatever. And it's just... it's all about getting connected fans together, because I always travel to the games by myself. My wife works weekends and, you know, our budget was always limited. So I would show up to these cities not knowing anybody before I started the podcast. And I would just show up and go to bars and hang out. Like, that's my personality. I'm a little bit of a douchebag, but creating like that space for fans in Philly, which is not a friendly city, you know, in, you know, different places like that. And so we rent out bars and venues and music halls, and we just fill it up with Niners fans. And so it's continued to grow. We do tailgates. We usually do at least 2 parties at every venue. So for example, Seattle game, we're getting together Wednesday night. Everybody's going to welcome the team planes whenever they land at the airport. Awesome. Then we're going to party, which is going to be just absolutely at Kell's Irish Pub with the Seattle Faithful chapter. And that's another thing, working with these local chapters, which is a lot of fun and a lot of great people. Then we're renting out a spot right across the street for the tailgate the day of. So we'll be there with drinks, food, giveaways. We do a whole bunch of stuff. Sometimes we get players out, but they're pretty pricey. But we try to. But yeah, so it keeps growing and the people seem to like it. So I think we're going to keep doing it. At least that's the plan.
That's awesome, man. I think it's so cool. But I want to start the show, guys, with moving forward and moving forward with Brock Purdy, which is where we are. And one of the things I've kind of been thinking about, you know, Niner fans have been through it with this. This is 3 out of 5 years now with Jimmy where this has happened. And the other years haven't ended well. You had 2018, they were 4-12. 2020, they were 6-10. And a lot of that had to do with quarterback play. There were other injuries as well, but I'll give an example in a few about some things Nick Mullins did in 2020 that really cost him a playoff spot. I don't think that this is that. I think, now we'll find out. We'll find out in the next 3 weeks, but I don't think Brock Purdy is another Nick Mullins or CJ Beathard. I think he's going to be able to kind of keep the ship afloat while everything around him makes it go. I don't think he's going to make the big mistake. I don't think he's going to make the crippling mistake. Where are you guys on this? John, I would start with you, I guess. What do you think with Brock and him moving forward?
Well, it's so damn exciting, right? Like, it's just – this is just weird as heck. How is it that Tom Brady is getting, like, his first game ever in Santa Clara where he's actually playing and not injured? I think it's his second game. I apologize. But, like, there's a quarterback starting that was drafted even later than him. Right. And like it's the narrative is it's beautiful and we're very, very lucky to enjoy this. And I, you know, it's getting to the point now where I'm like, how in the hell is this kid going to live up to the hype that just continues to be built through 5 days? It's been 5 days. I feel like I've talked about Brock Purdy for a month. And so I'm excited. I think that there are a lot of reasons why the excitement level is so high. His personality, his moxie, right? He was drafted late for a reason. He's small, doesn't have a strong arm. You know, he's got a quick burst to his, you know, mobility, which is nice, but no top end speed whatsoever. He looks like a damn Lego character. Like, I mean, he's young, but there's something about this guy, and you can't really point at it or label it or quantify it. But man, he just shows up, and with the team around him, it's easy to like become a believer, and I'm hoping he delivers this week for us.
Listen, I'm the captain of the Brock Purdy hype train. I don't know if you guys can see it very much like around the horn. I created this yesterday. This is my Brock Purdy. If he beats Tom Brady on Sunday, I'm going to start selling these shirts. Look out!
You gotta explain now. What you gotta explain?
Is that a chicken? I don't understand,
John. That's a rooster.
Oh,
right. Because what? And here's the thing. It's hard to know where trends start. Right. All I know is that at 3:18 on Sunday, in section 111, row whatever. I was telling John about this before we came on. I sat in the best seats I've ever sat at in Levi's. They were padded folded chairs like you would see at like the front row at like wrestling events. behind section 111. So it was like amazing view, right? So I'm sitting there in my seat. It's like 318. And I'm like, look, Brock Purdy's playing well. We had Big Dick Nick. Now we got Big Cock Brock. And there we go. Right. And there's a number 13 right here that will show up on the shirt again that I might sell if he beats Tom Brady on Sunday. Here's the thing. I was there. I was at the game, John. I know you were at the game as well. Jimmy Garoppolo goes down in the first series, after the first series, and all of a sudden Brock Purdy comes on the field. And I mean, we're playing the Dolphins. They just scored a 75-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. The 49ers have a sustained drive that they end up kicking a field goal on, right? And then the next series, Brock Purdy comes out, and you're like, well, okay. I mean, I'm going to stay for the whole game, but I might as well just leave, right? Because we're going against the best offense in the NFL. Our defense is lights out, but Brock Purdy, seventh-round pick, Iowa State, 6-1, you know. But here's the thing. Brock Purdy, the moment wasn't too big for him, and it was obvious that it wasn't too big for him. And I think ultimately – you hit it, John. He's 6'1". He's got an average arm at best. He's got decent quickness, right? His Brian Peacock of Locked On 49ers posted his spider graph from the combine. The only elite physical attribute that he had was that 10-yard split on the 40-yard dash.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You look at that spider graph, and it's just like one little blip.
Yeah, I again, as part of my curation of the Brock Purdy hype train, I also edited that spider graph to put that dog on there, which is at 110. So that's really where Brock Purdy is. But I think this team doesn't need him to be a superstar. We're not looking for him to be the future of the franchise. All we need is for him to be steady. All we need is for him to take care of the ball, get the ball into the hands of his playmakers, and this defense is going to do the rest. And so while I am excited about Brock Purdy, I'm the captain of the Brock Purdy hype train. I'm not on that hype train saying he's going to light the world on fire. What I'm saying is he's going to step in and still be able to lead this team to the promised land, which is the postseason. And from there, it's anybody's ball game. And because here's the thing, as 49er fans, we know this team can win in the playoffs quite literally without a quarterback, because that's what they've done in 2019. That's what they did in 2021. So as long as he takes care of that ball, I think I still have high expectations for this team. And Big Cock Brock's going to lead him there.
If they beat New England. Oh, sorry. If they beat Tampa Bay, sorry, New England.
Whoa.
Here I am. Oh, like 3 years ago.
Tampa Bay.
If they beat Tampa Bay, I will buy one of those shirts. So you got me all frazzled now talking about Brock Purdy. I don't even know who we're playing this week, right? I will buy one of those shirts, Brian. You have my word.
Yes.
As the newest member of the Brock Purdy hype train, member number 69.
Ooh.
I will buy one of those shirts from you. And let's I'll go. Tell you why this is not like Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard and what we've seen in the past. I will buy that thought, Al, and I will run with it. And here's what I think. It's not like that because the defense is far more advanced than what it was in 2018 and far more healthy than what it was in 2020. So the defense can carry them. You're not going to rely as much on the quarterback position to make plays. And to your thought, Brian, they don't have to have him light the world on fire. All you got to do is not mess up. Just don't mess up. You're babysitting this thing. They're giving up, what was it, like 16 points a game right now? I believe 16 and a half points a game. I believe. I can't remember if that's correct or not. But they are absolutely off the charts. This is the best 49ers defense I have ever seen. This goes back to the 90s as well, right? And that 95 defense was the other defense I was comparing them to, that Pete Carroll defense. This, I feel like, is better than that, given the way the game has changed and the nature of the game and what they're doing to passing offenses. So that being said, you need 2 wins to get into the tournament. I've been saying this all along. You got to get to 10. They're at 8 right now. If you split the next 2, which is very possible, That means that you have to win one out of your next four games, one out of your last four games to get in the tournament. And once you're there, they have a defense. They have a running game. Elijah Mitchell is going to get healthy. Eric Armstead came back this week. They're going to be getting guys back from IR. Who knows what happens with the quarterback position? We don't know if Jimmy's coming back, or we don't know what's going on with that, depending on how far they go in the playoffs. But Brock Purdy is the new Tom Brady, okay? It's the new Brady versus the old Brady.
That clip yeah. is going to go viral.
After he throws four picks this weekend, we'll play that back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, only positivity here. I think the biggest thing, like you mentioned 2018 and 2020, they did not have the players around him like they do now. You know, in 2020, Debo was hurt. Mm-hmm. Then at Bosa, and I think Nick Bosa, look, I think he's kind of the straw that stirs the drink, man. I think he's unbelievable, and I think he's the most valuable player on the team. I think he's that good. But I do want to say, because leading into the next thing I want to talk about, I want to go into the playoffs, but the point that I want to make is about him not screwing things up. I went back and looked, because in 2020, I really feel, despite not having Bosa, despite not having your starting quarterback, injuries everywhere, Debo and Kittle barely played, they still could have made the playoffs if Mullins just didn't blow the game up. And I went back and looked. So when they were playing against Philly early in the season, they're down 8-7. They're on the Philadelphia 14-yard line. Mullins throws an interception. They're down. No, they must have been up 14-11. They're on their own 45, a sack fumble. They're down 18-14 on their own 25, a pick six. That's the quarterback kind of blowing the game up for you. Against Washington, they were down 16-7, and they were driving late in the third quarter on the Washington 24. Mullins throws a pick six, so all the momentum goes away. Against Dallas, it was 24-all going into the fourth quarter. Interception on their own 16. 27-24 Dallas. Interception at midfield. So if those games go with a quarterback again that just isn't screwing it up for you, Niners made the playoffs with injuries everywhere. That's crazy. And that's a great coaching job by Salah and Shanahan too, but it didn't happen because Mullins was so bad. They need Purdy not to do that. And I want to talk about playoff scenarios as well. But before I do that, you mentioned the Jimmy thing, Zane, and it's really interesting. And I just want to get everybody's thoughts on it, because it depends on what's going on, right? If they're winning and Purdy's like throwing 10 times a game because you're terrified of what he's going to do and Jimmy's able to come back, yeah, I get it. But if Purdy's playing really well and they're in the NFC Championship game, which I'll talk about why I think they can do that, I don't think you pull the plug whether it's Jimmy's ready or not. So I'm curious. I don't think there's no way if Purdy's gotten you that far that I think, unless it has nothing to do with him whatsoever, mm-hmm. I don't think you can do that. Where are you guys on it?
I'm pretty big on losing your job because of an injury. I don't know where that came from. And like, I get like, oh, it doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, but you go, it's a meritocracy. If somebody comes in and balls out, we're playing against Tom Brady this week. He is the epitome of taking somebody's job because they got injured. Right. So if Purdy goes out there and just plays what he did last week, I'm not even asking for improvement, right? If he just stays that level, then you roll with him. I'm the biggest Trey Lance guy in the world. Like, I'm the biggest Trey Lance fan that's ever existed, probably besides his parents.
I feel like your claim to fame is that you called that pick in December of 2020.
That was sponsored by tequila. Yeah. I was wasted that night watching college film and tweeted that out. I don't even remember tweeting that out. Somebody else had to tell me I tweeted it out.
Yeah. I also thought they were going to pick him.
See, and so like, but yeah. Like, even though I love Trey Lance, when Jimmy started playing as well as he did this year, then I had the same take. Like, look, I don't care if Trey comes back and he is healthy. You stay with Jimmy. Like, you stay with what is consistently working, regardless of who that is, draft status, whatever else. Don't give a damn. If Brock Purdy can get 3 out of 2 wins, you know, go 3-2 down this stretch, you know, Zane talked about 2's the magic number, and I think it is as long as Seattle's one of those wins. Mm-hmm. But if you can get 3 wins out of that, then I think you keep rolling unless he gives you a reason not to. But yeah, Jimmy, if he comes back, great. Trey, if he comes back, great. Probably less of a chance. But like, you stay with the hot hand. You just keep rolling with it if it's hot. If it's not, we'll see. But it's Brock, man. It's Brock.
So John, let's say that like the not unthinkable, but we're in the I have a dream section of life right now, and they get all the way to the end and we're playing in February and he seals the deal. Okay, this is completely hypothetical, obviously, right?
what happens with Trey next year if Brock Purdy just took you on this run here?
Yeah, I think you let him go out there and compete. I really do. I mean, if he wins the Super Bowl and whatever else, like, I don't really care. And I know that, like, that's going to be a discussion. But the fact that you already have these two rookie contracts at the quarterback position moving forward is a beautiful, wonderful problem to have. And even if Jimmy took us to the, you know, Graceland, that's awesome. Trey, there's no reason to move from Trey. He's got a cheap contract. You can't move off a rookie deal very well anyway. Like, the more the merrier. And if we have learned anything the past Shanahan experience, quarterbacks don't stay healthy. So I will take 2 to 3 and be a happy, happy man. We got four stud quarterbacks on this podcast right now. Al's probably going to go down with a broken ankle at some point. So
I'm getting old.
He was playing hurt last week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.